This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program, and for this school year, we are reading through all of the Psalms, and we're calling it a prayer garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy, holy, holy God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. We praise you, Lord, for you are Abba, the bountiful blesser, the creator and designer, the engineer of all things, so faithful and gracious. You are the hope of education. You're incredible, and you are Jesus. You're the keeper of our souls, the Lord of life itself. You manifest yourself in the beauty of creation each day. You are the God who even numbers the hair on our head. You are omniscient, powerful, and quick to hear us. Thank you, Lord. You are the revelation of all things. You are the Son of God, the Son of Man, and the truth. O Lord, you are ubiquitously ours, the voice we long to hear through your word, for you are the word, and you have wonder-working powers. You're the expert in everything. Your name is Yahweh, and you are the God of Zion. Blessed be your name, Lord. Oh God, we praise you. You are so good to us. Help us to be able to be people who give you the praise and give you the glory for anything we may do. Lord, we look to the Holy Spirit for inspiration to say the right words. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be pleasing to you. Bless my brothers and sisters as they are working through these last busy weeks of school. Help the children to have that sense to do the right thing, that they ought to behave and that they ought to do their work and that they ought to finish strong too. Oh Lord, we praise you for your interventions. We praise you for your beauty. We praise you for your graciousness, and we look so forward to the Word of God reading today. We praise you and thank you for all of this in the beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are up to Psalm 136, and we're going to hear from Deborah Layton. She's a middle school math teacher from Atlanta, Georgia. The Word of God, Psalm 136.
Psalm 136, reading from the King James Version. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever, to him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever, to him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever, Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever, and Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever, and gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever, even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever, who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever, who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever.
Praise God for the reading of his word, and thank you, Deborah, for reading Psalm 136 for us today. And now let us pray Psalm 136. Dear Heavenly Father, your mercy endures forever. Your steadfast love endures forever. Your loving kindness endures forever. Your graciousness endures forever. Your faithful love endures forever. Your graces continue forever. You are good. Your love never fails. You're the God of gods, the Lord of lords. You do great wonders, and by your wisdom you made the heavens and the earth. You even give food to all who live. You gave Israel their land as an inheritance. Praise you, Lord. Help us to praise your never-ending love today as we seek to represent you well at school. Our hearts are filled with your tender, loving graciousness. We pray in the enduring name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. Well, thank you, dear friends, for your faithfulness to be in the Word of God and prayer each school day. I'm going to read you our daily devotional for today. It is written by Katina Wetter-Wright. Katina is a Christian educator and an elementary school teacher from Indiana. In addition to teaching, she runs a blog called The Reflections of a Believer and wrote a book, The First 30 Days, A Challenge to Change Your Mind and Revolutionize Your Eternal Destiny. Katina entitled her devotional, Motivation. The scripture that she chose is Hebrews 6, verse 1. Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God. I love to write, but I understand that my love of writing does not mean I know everything there is to know about it. So recently, I took a class on a Saturday to learn how to improve my writing instruction skills. As I was listening to the presenter, I had an epiphany. No matter how much we love something, love alone does not automatically make us an expert on the subject. Loving something is simply a motivation to learn more. As I was pondering this thought, I began to think of our love for Christ as believers. As new Christians, we fall in love with Christ as our best friend, our Redeemer, and our Savior. But sometimes we tend to get stuck, focusing only on the qualities of Christ we admire and ignore the qualities that challenge our flesh. However, this does not lead to growth in Christ. It only leads to stagnation. Today's verse makes it clear that we must have a constant forward momentum that is moving us to a deeper understanding of who Christ is and the plans he has for our lives. As Christians, our love for him serves as the catalyst that creates the desire in us to move beyond the fundamental teachings about Christ and into maturity in Christ. Father, We pray our love for you and your word continues to grow and increase, causing us to want to learn more about you. We pray this translates not only into a deeper understanding of your will for our lives, but a desire to live in that will. Amen. And that, dear friends, was Motivation, written by Katina Wetter Wright. And now I have the gift to remind you that we're going to be praying again together today at 1:16 p.m. Today we're going to pray for the ability to build each other up and not tear each other down. Ooh, that is the typical view of a teacher's lounge. And that was where we need to be, that catalyst that Katina's talking about. So it's not easy, but it is the right thing to do. So let's pray for that ability to be encouragers today, to build each other up and to not tear each other down. We pray together at 1:16 p.m. each school day because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And so, my friends, I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now it is my gift and pleasure to bless you with our blessing for this school year, Psalm 23. Today we're going to hear it in the Berean Standard Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for the sake of his name. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.